This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship you'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, he, they, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
Maybe, what's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And wow. You might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
One of many things I like about our next guest, Greg Wyshynski, as a, not for a long time in my career, but as a former writer, it's Four Nations Face-Off. Face-Off is hyphenated with a capital O, and it's the number four. Is what it is. I don't know. I would have labeled this differently, but you know, with Greg, he's going to be right. It's going to be Four Nations Face-Off, the capital O, the whole thing. Greg Wyshynski joining us on a game day, USA and Finland tonight at 8 on ESPN. It's been a while. Thanks, Greg.
My pleasure. Well, they didn't go through copious amounts of trademark litigation to secure Four Nations Face-Off to just have us call it whatever. I mean, let's just be happy they didn't try to call it the Four Nations Yeti, because then they'd be in the same pickle as Utah.
That's right.
That could have been bad. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have gone with the number four. You learn, like, it's if it's single digits, it's the word. But I mean, I'm not in marketing.
Right. That the lettering F O U R might have looked awkward on the signage.
I don't know.
There's probably a day spa somewhere called Four Nations Face Off, and they had to do all this stuff to make sure that they could use the name, and that's how we ended up with the numeral. But you're essentially right. Like when you start a headline, you don't start it with the numeral. You start it with the word. Right. And so as journalists hardwired into copy editor lingo and such, it does come off as a little awkward.
Yes. So, a headline or even a sentence. That's right.
So, Greg, late in our show yesterday, Mike asked me, you know, excitement level for tonight. And I said, you know, the tournament overall, I'm probably like at a 7 or an 8. But tonight, I just feel like a 5 or a 6, because maybe it'll be like, you know, it'll take a little while to get it up and going and get the juices flowing and that kind of thing. And then I watched a bunch of pregame and all the ceremonies and Mario and the anthem and everything. And I mean, I was at a 10. I was twitching. I was so excited by the time they dropped the puck. And it totally lived up to it, in my opinion. How did you feel going in, and how did last night deliver for you?
I was curious, like everyone else, to see what the level of play was going to be. I knew that it'd be physical. I knew that it wouldn't be the all-star game, you know. And I was curious to see what it all was going to add up to. You know, was how physical was it going to be? You know, are these guys going to push it to 100 miles an hour when they play? And I was pleasantly surprised that it was. I mean, if you squint hard enough, it kind of looked like an Olympic tournament game, with the way that guys are playing and hitting and competing. The thing that I like about this tournament is it brings back some old All-Star Game memories for me. Like Mario was there last night, like you said, and the joy of the All-Star Game used to be, you know, for the first time maybe in your life, seeing Mario and like Gretzky and on the same team or some such. You know, like those moments. You know, and I feel like because we haven't seen this generation of players play best on best, you know, there is a novelty to seeing McDavid and MacKinnon on the same power play. There is a novelty tonight in seeing Austin Matthews and Jack Hughes on the same line. Like, there's a certain amount of freshness to this that you don't get from a half-speed, nobody-cares all-star game that's going to just lead to some of the excitement about the tournament.
McDavid and MacKinnon and McDavid and Crosby. And, yeah. I mean, Crosby would have been, like, maybe, would you say, the headline, the lead story from last night's game?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, three primary assists, including the game winner from Marner, where he basically just feeds a pass blindly behind him like 100 feet, and then Marner comes up the ice and scores the goal. You know, that's part of it. I think the other headline is obviously that we already have our first injury, major injury in the tournament. It was mentioned, I know before I hopped on, that Shea Theodore is now week to week for the Vegas Golden Knights. Everyone's making the same joke, which is, boy, Vegas is probably happy about that. They could throw him on long-term injury reserve and use his cap space at the trade deadline. But it's still an injury, right? And that's the thing that everyone's hoping doesn't happen in this tournament. And then the other thing, too, I mean, if you're looking at it from a tactical standpoint, then, you know, the U.S. is Finland tonight. That's never an easy game, but everybody's anticipating what this USA-Canada game on Saturday night is going to look like. And do the Canadians come away more confident in Jordan Binnington being the solution and goal, or less confident? He gave up some questionable ones last night, but he was there when they needed him. And that might be the thing that pushes him into that big game on Saturday, because that's obviously the Achilles heel for this Canadian team is their goaltending, especially versus what the U.S. can throw out there.
Yeah, I thought he looked really gettable almost all night, Greg. And then overtime, he made some tremendous saves in OT. But even on plays that didn't result in goals, like just sliding over to his posts, he just looked really wound up to me, I would say. I mean, just, you know, you like a guy to look calm back there. And a couple of times going post to post, he almost knocked his own net off, I thought.
Yeah, and he was flopping around like the fish at the end of the Faith No More video on that goal that they scored to tie the game in the third period. So, like, that's the epitome of Binnington. Like, there are times when he looks like a very pedestrian B grade goaltender, and then there are times when he just looks like he should win the Vezina. And he had both those moments last night. The other thing about that game last night, too, obviously, is the power play. My God. We all thought that MacKinnon, Crosby, McDavid, Reinhart, Makar on the same power play was going to be magic, but for them to score as quickly as they did and as effortlessly as they did was just phenomenal. I mean, it was one of the most beautiful power play goals I've ever seen. And then, you know, quite hilariously, and it may be in an effort to keep Sweden in this thing, Canada doesn't get another power play the rest of the game. I mean, it's pretty fun. Like, the refs know.
Well,
the refs know it's like 3-1, and you're trying to keep Sweden in this thing, keep the viewers interested. And they're like, we're not calling hooking. Like, this game will be 4-1 before you could blink. And so it was pretty funny to see Canada only get one power play last night.
That's Mahomes for you.
I was grateful it worked out that way. Good one. Wow. I trampled all over that,
That's
and I'm
Mahomes
sorry.
For
I
you.
Needed to give it
That's
some air.
That's Houston for you, Bulldog.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked a little bit about this already earlier in our show today, Greg. The fact that Crosby has been at the level he's been at really since the minute he showed up and was living in Mario's basement as a rookie, and is all these years into his career and still is on the ice with the best guys in the league currently, really is a testament to him. The fact that MacKinnon is playing wing on his line and it's not the other way around. Like, you get a guy at this stage of his career, you're like, yeah, I'm glad they still want me around. I'll play wherever, you know. And not only he's the captain, and MacKinnon's like, fine, I'll play the wing. I just want to play with Sid. Man, I've always known, and we've always known, it was obvious, he was a generationally superstar player. I'm marveling at him in a way I haven't before right now.
Yeah, he's the most complete player that of my generation. I mean, like, you know, I there's arguments who's the GOAT and whatever with Mario and Gretzky and others. But, I mean, like, Sid's so good at everything, and he's made himself better at the things that he was not good at when he was younger. he matured away from being the guy that used to whine to the refs all the time. And he's got this level of compete in him that's just unmatched. I mean, you know, he's already this morning, like him and McKinnon were the first ones on the ice this morning at practice after being the last ones to do media last night. I mean, it's just that mentality. And again, like, he wears the captain's C for a reason. It's because he's a tone setter. And you know, the way that he plays is kind of the way that everyone else needs to play and needs to compete. That's why I thought it was funny that, like, you know, people were like, oh, what's the quality of play going to be here? And I'm like, do you actually think Sidney Crosby could put on the Maple Leafs and not, you know, go all out to try to win these games? Like, he clearly was. I do think it's funny, though, like, there's always this talk about McKinnon and Crosby ending up together in Colorado. And I think the thing that people miss is that wherever Sidney Crosby goes after Pittsburgh, if he does leave Pittsburgh, it then becomes Sid's team. Like people are always like, oh, that's great. Like, McKinnon will have someone to play behind him. I'm like, no, sir. Like, right. Sidney Crosby will be the first line center. And then McKinnon can decide whether he'll play behind Sid or play on Sid's wing. And maybe we got a preview of that at some point last night with the way that line went.
How realistic a possibility do you think that is sitting here right now today?
I don't think that Sid leaves Pittsburgh as long as Malkin's there. That's the one thing I know. I think that Sid and him are tight as anything. I think, you know, the reason that he fought to re-sign Malkin and have him be there, I think as long as Gino's on the Penguins, Sid will be on the Penguins. And then if you talk to people that are around him, and I know Sid, but I don't have the kind of relationship to know this inherently, but I know people that know him pretty well. I think if he ever left Pittsburgh, there's probably only one place he goes, and that's Montreal. Like, everyone kind of says the same thing. That might be echo chamber stuff, I don't know. But everyone you talk to is like, if he's not a Penguin, where do you think he goes? And it's not Denver, and it's not L.A., and it's not the Rangers. It's Montreal. And you saw it before the game last night and during the game last night, the absolute adoration of that crowd towards Crosby. You could feel it, and I'm sure he felt it too. And so that's kind of how I've always seen it playing out. I still think, if I were a betting man, I'd say he probably retires a Penguin. But if he ever left, I think it would just be for Montreal.
You say, like, if he goes to another team, it becomes his team. Would you think that would go better than, like, with Aaron Rodgers? You think?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I do think that.
That's why I started with the compliment. I thought maybe I was all set for the day.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I imagine that when Sid goes to another team, like, he won't be one hit away from missing the season. So that's probably good. You know, he'll still be in pretty good shape.
You didn't mention Buffalo as a possibility either, by the way.
Well, I didn't. I also think that, you know, when Sid goes to another team, it won't be because, you know, Mike Sullivan, the Penguins coach, won't allow him on the Pat McAfee show. I think that'll probably be another thing that won't happen either.
Right. From day one, he embodied all it meant to be a New York Jet, Greg, from Woody Johnson today. I mean, in a world of flowery BS quotes from ownership or managers to players, I mean, that takes the cake. I think it's a joke. I think he had a bet with someone. I can't even believe he said that.
That's completely accurate, and I'll say this as a Jets fan. Let's see. He was physically broken. He was mentally addled. He killed his coach. And he played his best football after the team had been eliminated. If that's not the epitome of New York Jets.
There it is. Right. All right. Sidebar over. The U.S. team, Greg, they go tonight against Finland. I think, you know, some circles, the betting favorite. I mean, on paper, they in Canada obviously look stacked. Nothing against Sweden and Finland. But Finland's in tough with these defenseman injuries they've suffered, you know, in advance of the tournament. How stacked, how excited should we be for this U.S. team getting on the ice tonight?
Very much. I'm excited to see what they look like. You know, if they somehow don't pull 3 points out of this game, then that's trouble because Finland is not good. And like, Finland is thin already up front. As you mentioned, the defense injuries, it's not just injuries. It's Miro Heiskanen, their number one D-man, is not playing in this tournament. They're missing two other guys, including Ristolainen. There's nobody on the blue line right now that plays top pairing minutes in the league. For them. So the U.S. should be able to kind of do what they want in the offensive zone. And so I'm curious to see, one, how the scoring lines click chemistry-wise. We've got Gensel, Matthews, and Hughes. We've got Eichel up with Matthew Tkachuk and Kyle Connor. And more importantly, I'm interested to see what the bottom six does in their roles. That's going to be the thing that determines whether we beat Canada or lose to Canada, is the ability of your Dylan Larkins, your Brady Tkachuks, your guys like that, to understand what their roles on this team are, because they're usually, you know, top line guys on their own teams. And if they can figure that out and play those roles effectively, say against, like, you know, Finland's top players like Barkov and Rantanen and Aho, then we've got something cooking. So I want to see some proof of concept tonight, along with a regulation win to grab those 3 points.
Is it the least bit controversial, Greg, that Tage Thompson isn't on the team?
It's controversial in the sense that they made a philosophical choice to have Chris Kreider, Brock Nelson, Vincent Trocheck on this roster because they wanted a certain type of player, a veteran, quote-unquote, 200-foot player, rather than having guys on the roster that maybe aren't known as those types of players. And they weren't willing to see if they could beat them, if that makes sense. Like Cole Caulfield is not known for his defense, and Tage is not known for his defense, and neither is Clayton Keller. Yet all three of those guys are some of the best hockey players in the world and certainly could be impactful players for them in 2026. But instead, they kind of went with guys that they could count on, guys that are more known quantities in those roles. And I don't know if that's tipping their hand to what they're going to do in Italy in the Olympics or not. But it certainly will be a philosophy that'll carry over if they have success in this tournament. And if they don't, I mean, that's good news for Tage Thompson, because it means that, you know, he'll probably have a harder look for the Olympic team.
I like that point. I think it makes sense. I mean, I, you know, as someone in Buffalo that doesn't have a lot to root for hockey-wise because of the state of our team, which hopefully we'll get to here in a minute. Well, maybe we won't save him that much time. It would have been nice to see Thompson in this tournament, but you just said it a minute ago, like the guys in the bottom six adapting to those roles, like Larkin's going to be killing penalties. I mean, Thompson does some of that here, but right. I think there'd be bigger questions about a guy like him or Caulfield finding their way to a role that might be more checking intensive.
And that's what they'd have to do, because like, who are you taking out of the top six? Like, I mean, you're not, you know, Tkachuk, it needs to be up there. Like Kyle Connor is kind of like the version 1.0 of Cole Caulfield, of the offensive guy that's not exactly stout defensively. Like Tage, due respect to Tage, but he's not replacing Jack Hughes. He's probably not replacing Jake Guentzel or Eichel or Matthews. So it becomes a situation where he'd have to play down the lineup and then be asked to do things that probably don't speak to his strength as a player.
I don't think we've spoken this NHL season. Maybe you and Bulldog have, but here with the Sabres, again, there's just not a lot to say. I mean, it's Lindy Ruff comes in. I remember talking to you about that after he was let go in Jersey. We've all had a lot to say about Ruff, but it has not worked. And they're, again, here mid-season, pretty much dead. How surprising is it? Detroit, Ottawa, you know, have made that step this year so far. The Sabres have not.
Yeah, I mean, the surprising thing for me is that he wasn't really able, and some of this is goaltending, but he wasn't really able to make them better defensively. Like, I thought that he was going to be able to unlock something offensively, and they're above average offensively this year in goals per game. I mean, they're, like, just outside the top 10. But, I mean, they've been a mess defensively, and there's no cohesion. And the other problem is that I don't think there's really any vision for this team. There's nothing, like, if you ask me what the Buffalo Sabres are, I couldn't really tell you in three sentences what they're supposed to be. You know what I mean? And and so that's kind of frustrating. And so you come to a crossroads here as a franchise, which is, you know, you start to think about, like, the whispers of the Elias Pettersson deal, right? And the foundation for that deal is, we take some of our young players that haven't actualized in the way that we think that they should, and we package them together, and we get ourselves a guy in his mid-20s who we know is good. And so, you know, Kevin Adams or whomever needs to start really kind of seriously considering those types of moves, because, you know, if you're waiting on all these players to ripen here, they might not, but there's other franchises that still would want them. And would be willing to ante up for them, maybe a player that they don't want to pay a long-term contract to, for example. So those are the types of moves you have to start thinking about with this group, because obviously, you know, doubling down and tripling down and quadrupling down has not benefited anybody.
I'm interested that you brought up Pettersson, because from, you know, 5,000 miles away, JT Miller getting traded looks to me like Vancouver made their choice. One of them was getting voted off the island. They chose Miller. He goes to the Rangers. So move forward with Pettersson. But does that have to be right? Like, could they still feel like they're in trouble with Pettersson and want to make a move? I mean, they're outside looking in right now, not like in the state the Sabres are in, but they're not in a playoff spot right now. You think Pettersson could still be moved?
Yeah, absolutely. But not immediately. Like, I think that this move is to give him some runway, and it might go extend beyond this season to find his game and be the guy. Because, like, at the end of the day, I think they see him as, you know, because of his age, because of the contract they gave him, and because of his history as a 100-point center in this league, they see him as being more important long-term to their success than JT Miller. And that they're hoping by draining the toxicity out of the locker room that was, you know, hurting him as a player and as a person, that he can refine that game. But it's not like they weren't talking about trading him.
Right.
Like, I know for a fact that they went down the road pretty far with Carolina insofar as what are we going to give up for Pettersson, and Natchez, who ended up in the Rantanen trade, was a centerpiece of that negotiation. So it's not as if they weren't thinking about it. And I think once you're thinking about it, it's hard to get that out of your head. And so if he doesn't bounce back and you know, for the rest of the season, they miss the playoffs maybe, and, you know, maybe they run it back with him next year, or maybe they don't. But I don't think that trading JT Miller guarantees that Pettersson's going to remain a star.
Greg, will we see you tonight on the coverage?
No. I'm writer boy tonight. But on Saturday, after the USA-Canada game, me and Arda Ocal are hosting the official post-game show after that game. It's going to be it's like digital. It's on YouTube and our Facebook page. But like, it's the spot to go for post game interviews and fan reaction and everything after what should be a very intriguing night on the ice and off the ice between the Canadians and the Americans on Saturday night. So that'll be right after the game ends. You can find us on the NHL and ESPN YouTube page.
Thanks again for joining us on a game day here. You never talk to the starting pitcher, Bulldog, on a game day. Right. You never talk to the goalie on a game day. But Greg found time for us, which we love.
Yeah, the bat boy always speaks. So here I am.
Thank you, Greg.
Anytime.
Enjoy the tournament. Greg Wyshynski of ESPN. Four Nations Face-Off, second game tonight, USA-Finland at 8 on ESPN. Sal will join us at 5. A couple of things to check in with Sal about. A report that the Bills are firing or have fired their strength and conditioning coach. Again, the Bills are not the one making these announcements when they're making staff changes, or will they do that all at once when they're done? I don't know. Like, this was annoying to me last year, too.
I think that's what ends. Sal can probably fill us in for sure on that, but I think that's what happens. Like, the stuff gets out. They don't say anything until they have a whole, like, here's who we've hired.
Yeah, that's right. They announce the hirings is what they do.
Right, right.
All right, keeping it positive. Also, Sal has another chapter in his State of the Team by Position essays at WGR550.com talking about tight ends. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver. That's where he's been so far in his series, and we've certainly had a lot to say about a couple of those positions ourselves. James Cook, wide receiver, is always on the table here. 803-0550 if you want to join us. We'll look for your calls after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.